This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, April 5th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The pandemic flipped the educational system upside down last year. It changed so much for students, but it also made it difficult for teachers. Making worse a trend that was already happening before the pandemic, fewer students are wanting to pursue teaching. Low pay was already making people think twice, but now add in the perceived increase in risk. Emma Goldberg, reporter at the New York Times, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me on.
We've talked a lot on the podcast about how the pandemic has affected schools and our students, teachers as well. One of the main things, obviously, the falling behind in the academics is one thing. The mental health of students and teachers has been another issue. But now we're also seeing kind of an exacerbation of something that was already happening before the pandemic. Fewer people wanting to be teachers, or at least people applying to programs to be teachers. And we're just kind of seeing that intensify with the pandemic. There's been a lot of things, fear for your health, obviously, and then just kind of all the added things that have come along with the remote learning, hybrid school learning. It's just really been a difficult go. So, Emma, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing with fewer students wanting to pursue their teaching degrees.
So I think we know the pandemic has upended a lot of different professions, but as you kind of alluded to just now, few more so than teaching. You know, people are either going into work in person and there's that concern for their own safety and health, or they're teaching remotely or in some hybrid format, which can be really challenging in terms of getting the results you want to see for your students. So I spoke with the American Association of Colleges for Teacher Education, which did a survey of all their member institutions, and they did find that enrollment is down at both undergraduate and graduate level teaching programs. For undergraduate levels, it's almost 20%. For graduate level, just about 10% of a decline in enrollment this year.
So tell me now a little bit about why they think enrollment is down. You know, as I mentioned, a lot of things having to do with the pandemic, but historically, also, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with low pay, the working conditions, and the tough teachers that are put in, having to take care of so many kids, really. So expand on that, if you could, please.
This is a long-running problem. For years, enrollment has been dropping at both graduate and undergraduate level teaching programs. And that low pay, compared to other professions that require a similar level of education, is often cited as one of the main reasons. So a public school teacher might make around $61,000 a year, but that's lower than people with similar levels of education, including advanced degrees. So that's been a long-running problem. But then suddenly you add the pandemic, which brings a whole slew of other problems for teachers, from, you know, having to go in person and be potentially exposed, although, you know, there is that research showing that there isn't as much of a risk of transmission in schools and with kids, but it still, you know, is a challenge. It's just having to go in and do your work in person when other people are teleworking. And then the other is just all the challenges of remote teaching. Teachers said, a lot of the trainees, as I spoke to, said they had looked forward to being in the classroom, being able to form real emotional, personal connections. And that's a lot harder to do when you're on Zoom with your students. So some of the motives for why they wanted to go into the profession in the first place might have been kind of taken away during the pandemic.
Right. And there's a lot of students also that are in flux. They've gone through maybe half of a program or half the years of schooling that they need to get their credentials and all, and they might be stuck. They might be considering other avenues, other types of employment where skills can be transferable, or they say, hey, I'm so far in this, I got to finish now. And then after that, the training that comes with it, you know, you have to be placed in classrooms and be trained. And some of that has been taken away altogether because of the pandemic. If it's remote schooling, I mean, how can you get into a classroom and start working with kids? So that's been another difficulty for students and people trying to become teachers.
Exactly. I spoke with a lot of different students across the country who are studying to be teachers right now, and I heard a real range of reactions. I mean, some of them really are considering switching to different career paths. Some of them are looking for career paths that have transferable skills, like human resources, because they're saying, you know, I realize this is not what I want to do. I want to take my skills and apply it to something else that might be easier or higher paying. And some of them are sticking it out, and they're saying this has actually reinforced my reasoning for wanting to go into the profession. I did talk to a lot of students who said more so than ever this year, they're aware of how deeply teachers are needed. And so this is only reinforcing their desire to do it. So I heard a broad range of responses.
Yeah, I mean, even amid pandemic, we were hearing stories about teacher shortages only because teachers didn't want to go in. They were scared for their safety, didn't want to catch the virus. And, you know, school districts were turning to bus drivers, other attendants, janitors, even to watch kids in the interim until they can get substitutes in there, and even rules relax for substitute teachers so that they can take over classrooms. You know, so there's been a lot that has been going on throughout the pandemic. This decrease in teachers and people applying to these programs hasn't been happening everywhere, though. I think in California, California State University Long Beach still saw some enrollment climb up for them. So it's not everywhere, but this is just kind of looking forward towards a possible shortage if these other trends continue.
Exactly. And, you know, that is a little bit of a problem when you consider that actually as schools begin to open more and more in person, we're actually going to need more teachers, most likely, because a lot of schools are hoping to have smaller class sizes to allow students to social distance from one another, especially while children still aren't eligible for the vaccine. So, you know, you are looking to have smaller class sizes, and at the same time, you might have fewer teachers to draw from, a smaller pool. So it's hard if you want to bring on more staff that you're facing a potential shortage.
We saw that there was a lot of money being poured into schools through these COVID relief bills that were just recently passed. Is anything being appropriated to help with this, to get more teachers? I know a lot of it was focusing on vaccines and testing, but has any money been thrown with regards to this part of it?
The COVID relief package approved by President Biden does include $129 billion in funding for K-12 schools, which is great. Some of that can be used to increase staff. And actually, the new Secretary of Education did recently call for all kinds of things that are needed to reopen schools safely, including bringing on more employees. So it looks like some of that can begin to happen. There might be some money coming from the relief package.
I mean, it's been such a roller coaster for schools, for the children, for the teachers, administrators, everybody, really. I'm hoping that once we start getting a little bit back to normal, this stuff will start to normalize as well, because it's an important part of our students' lives. So, and, you know, we need the teachers there to support them. So hopefully this will all pan out. Emma Goldberg, reporter at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.